get a motion on the minutes?
A motion that we accept the minutes?
We have a second?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Keith, financial update?
At the end of August, we had total cash investments of $15,254,000, of which $9,841,000 is FAD related. As we've talked about in the past, we've been opening new accounts with Putnam County Savings Bank, and have been working to set the arrangements there. We've transferred some of the money already. It's gone out by wire transfer from M&amp;T to PCSB. We're going to be setting up a check scanner. We'll be able to scan deposits in the office instead of having Linda have to truck off to the bank to do that. So as soon as the current items that are out clear, we'll be able to actually close the accounts at M&amp;T, and we'll be done. I'm in the process of making all those little arrangements for all the automated charges and such. As you notice in the check run there, there's $40,000 in the check runs that are being used to fund the two of the accounts at PCSB. We're working on the budget. We've got the lease renewal and the pollution insurance are both due this coming up, and those could have a change in the dollar amounts this year.
Can I just interrupt a second? That's Warren Lucas. You want to know if there's a phone he can phone in?
You can't do that anymore.
Warren, you can't do a phone in anymore.
Okay. So, I didn't realize it applied to this, and I see a big, big, bold letter success at first. Am I talking to Tony?
You're talking to the whole group. You're on speaker.
Okay. So, I see a big red letter in person. I've been looking all over for a Zoom link for this. So, I apologize. I can't be there. It'll take me half an hour just to get there. If you'd like me to travel, I can. Or if somebody wants my proxy, they can have that.
I think we have enough, right?
We do.
We do have enough, Warren. If you want to give your proxy to somebody in addition, that's fine. But we do have enough for a quorum.
Okay. Yeah, I apologize. And so you can have my proxy, Rich. And Keith, I signed that stuff over to MTV the other day.
Yep. We've already got one of the wires is coming in. I'm still waiting on the second wire.
So, when you have, I go there sometimes, and when you don't have to, I obviously sit here. So I apologize.
Warren, one of the things that I wanted the board to talk about today is whether or not you want to try to have a notice procedure that says everybody, all of you board members, can attend from your own public town hall, but the public would have to be able to attend with you, right? So you'd have to accommodate that if somebody shows up at your town hall, and you have to put the notice out that way. So you guys need to talk about that today, I think, Rich, I'll let you.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I have no problem going there. I could go crazy with your COVID grant stuff all weekend. I just assumed it was a Zoom call until I looked earlier. So,
true. So what I was planning on doing is sending an email to all the board members, asking them if they'd rather go back to Zoom, and making sure that they have the ability to have the public present.
Yeah, and I think there's a requirement, at least at the town board level, I thought that the majority still had to be in a meeting.
So the majority has to be attending in person, quote unquote, but it's possible to attend in person from multiple locations if it's a public location like your town hall. But you have to allow the public to attend at that location with you. And then you all board members need to be able to see and hear each other at the same time. And the public obviously needs to be able to watch that. So
I'm fine with having only in-person meetings. I think they're actually better in the long run. Linda was laughing one time at Keith when I showed up and everybody else was on Zoom. That was a month or two ago.
That was stupid, I mean.
Wait a minute.
That was Mike, sorry.
I'm not there, okay. I'm fine with doing it that way, whichever the majority wants. It's nice to be flexible. It's also nice
Well, I agree with you, but I'm just down the road, so what do I care?
Yeah.
So. All right, Warren. We'll carry on.
Okay.
Thanks, Warren. Bye.
All right, and the only other thing I have is that everyone saw that the Fed raised the Fed funds rate by 75 basis points, and that's one good thing about our new relationship at PCSB is our interest rate that we'll be earning is based on Fed funds less a margin, so our rate, that 75 basis point increase will add about $52,000 in income for the year.
Yeah. Good. All right, thank you, Keith. We have reporting requirements and compliance.
Linda? Yep, yep. So on the front side of the sheet, all the filing dates have been met to date, I guess with the exception of O&M submissions that we're supposed to be getting quarterly. Kevin can speak to that. And on the back side, the compliance, we have full compliance with the exception of Michael Schillero. So that's it.
Okay, and listen, I'd like to thank you and all your hard work for getting full compliance.
Oh, sure.
That is challenging.
Yes.
I do have a question about the on hold, the work plan being on hold, Kevin.
There's no year 12. Usually this time of year we would be preparing a work plan with new projects to go to the state.
So there's no year 12 because there's no permit?
Correct.
All right. Have you talked to Tom Snow about that?
It just boils down to we can't advance anything without...
So he's not interested in seeing a year 12?
They're very interested in seeing continuation of the program, but it just goes back to technically, I guess year 11 hasn't started because we don't have the permit yet. What we will continue with is instead the what they asked us to do earlier in the year was kind of a corrective action plan, which just shows our progress towards beating the 920 kilograms or so. So it's just continuation of okay, what are we currently working on versus a new year 12 work plan per se.
So if we submitted a year 12 work plan, they wouldn't accept it?
We could, but we have no money to work on said plan. We could continue working to overshoot the 920 kilograms with new projects, but technically since there's no requirement for it as of right now.
We can't spend money on it.
Yeah. So we have to sit and wait until that permit comes out.
Why are you looking at me?
I'll give it some thought. Because we all know we're going forward.
Right. Right.
You know, and why delay the inevitable? I guess
agreed.
We just need to work it out with DEP.
Eventually.
Yeah. But that's the reason that is just listed as on hold for now.
Okay. You want to talk about the projects we've got going?
Yes. Okay, so we are, the project's totaling 672 kilograms currently with the state. Today we'll be awarding bids for LCR 803 at Lewisboro Town Park and new CNCR 801 on Court Mel Road in Newcastle, much to the delight of Newcastle themselves. That project will be installed on DP property and will be partially funded by U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Town Park, the Lewisburg Town Park, I expect to wrap up this calendar year while the Newcastle job involves more plantings. So that won't be wrapped up until I would expect April, May of 2023. We'll be going out to bid next on MSMU 601 Keeler Lane, which is channel stabilization on two private properties. Expect that to be awarded in October. And again, that one has plantings involved as well, so won't wrap up until the spring. Kent BC 830 will be next. That one involves asphalt work, and I just don't believe we're gonna squeeze it in time before the winter. But I'll expect that one to be put out to bid in late fall, early January to be awarded for spring construction.
Which one did you just say? Because I missed the last
one. Sure. The last one was Kent.
Say it really fast, and I'm trying to listen, but I can't follow your list.
Kent, BC, Kent. 830 in Bramble Road.
830, thank you.
And a group of catch basin insert projects that can go in at any time. All these projects in total that I've hit on will bring our project total to about 750 kilograms for the spring. Over the course of the winter, we expect to go out with another group of channel stabilization projects and biofiltration as well, and that'll keep pushing our number. I expect it to be 800s by the summer.
Closer to the target every day.
Yeah.
Any questions? All right, we have a resolution to approve seeker for LCR 803. Anybody have anything they wish to discuss on it? Hearing none, somebody like to introduce the resolution?
I'll move it.
We have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we've got a couple of projects. We've got some bids in, some resolutions. First one being NCR 801. And we do have a modification to the resolution everybody has.
I've made that change.
Do you have any questions on the project? Would you like to introduce the resolution?
Sure.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, LCR 803. Interesting, the difference in prices.
Yeah. That's Kevin.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Saw that, I wasn't exactly thrilled.
We went the next step of getting a confirmation letter from the contractor to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
It is, this is for infiltration, subsurface infiltration. Generally, I would have expected it to be higher. Usually with subsurface infiltration, hit an efficiency closer to like $80,000 per kilogram. But this is lower, and the contractor agreed to the price, and it stands by.
Is it reliable? You vetted them at all?
Yeah, we've worked with them before. No issues. So it may just, you know, I don't that's their number, so, and they're comfortable with it, so we'll run with it.
Can I get a motion on the resolution?
I motion that we resolve to accept the Portland Industries bid.
Have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Kevin, you want to talk about the wastewater study?
Sure.
Or Chris, I don't know if you want to jump in at all. Right.
No, Kevin can get started, and then we'll. I'll just remind some of the people in the room that all of the funds for this project are coming from a DEC grant, and that grant is providing for not only the cost of the study, but also for the cost of the administration, which Kevin is being careful to account for and allocate.
On that note, we got a request for advance payment with that grant with the state, and that's being processed currently. If I remember correctly, it was 25%.
Right.
Yep, $75,000.
Comes at $75,000, which covers.
And it's been submitted. They're just waiting for the check.
So we went out to bid over the summer for the wastewater study as prepared, the RFP as prepared by the office, and we received three bids from Delaware Engineering, Ben Garrow and Dosh Consulting, and Woodard and Kern Engineering. The review committee has gone through all proposals that came in and is recommending to move forward with Woodard and Kern Engineering at the value of $227,000.
One of the addendum to the contract is that Wooden and Kearns is not going to get paid for services until we get the money from the DEC. Is that, that's correct?
That's what we proposed because I think we need to make sure that we align those things. Because you don't have any funds that you can allocate to this other than that. Now you have the advance payments, so that will help. But you just, we don't want to get ahead of the obligation of the contract.
Right. Has that been discussed with them at all? Have they seen that?
I don't believe they've seen that at this time. So I'll discuss that with them.
Do we want to hold off on this until they've reviewed all the contract terms? And we can do this at the full board meeting?
If you want to wait to get started,
that's fine by me, and to give them the opportunity to have that conversation.
I'm just concerned because typically a contractor is going to say, no, I'm not working for the DEC, I'm working for the corporation. And
sure.
You're right. Obligated to pay the cost.
Sure.
Right.
And so I'm just concerned what they're going to say when they see that condition.
Right.
Yep.
But I don't think we really have a choice, so.
Yeah, so delaying it by 2 weeks.
One of the municipalities wants to obligate themselves to support the contract, which I can't imagine you would.
Well, it would be all the municipalities. Right. We would have to set up some sort of fund.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that would be the only other option.
Right.
Sure.
To delay it by 2 weeks. Please.
Yeah. All right, so we've got to move this to the full board.
Sure.
Okay.
So are you gonna have an EC meeting, or you're just going to have it approved by the board? Move it to the board.
Yeah, I was just going to move it to the full board so the board can approve it. In between, hopefully, we can get them the contract with the addendum.
Yeah.
Let them review it, make sure they're okay with it before we get this thing moving.
Yep.
All right. Where are we? O&M program update.
No major O&M updates other than to date we have not received any submissions from any municipalities. So we again encourage everybody to try to get those in before the end of the year to help with processing. We have a GIS mapping online that anybody can access to follow whatever projects are located within your town. We can give that link out to any individual municipality so you can have pinpoint accuracy on where everything is and what the status of the O&M is on that. We're including our own observations, our own reporting on those. So that's a live active map every time we go out in the field. Cora's done a great job of getting that live for us, and we encourage all municipalities to access it.
That's excellent. I think that DEC would be very happy with that in terms of the new permit. So.
Kevin, where is that?
I think they would.
Yeah. We'll have to send it out.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'll look at the wrong agenda. October 11th, Board of Directors agenda. You'll have a copy. Questions? Anything else you want to talk about at that meeting?
So you want to just add the award to that agenda?
Yes, I think we should.
My only question is if there are any available updates for the MS4 permit that anybody's aware of that just to help us get a little ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where it went or why we haven't seen anything new.
Yeah.
Speculation is it's just going to wait until after the election.
No.
And then the fight starts.
No, that's fair.
I think it's better.
The permit? Being driven by the environmental rules. Yeah, it's got to be a fight. So. All right.
How do we find new projects as long as we're talking? Like, how does that, remember I asked about doing that catch piece that we talked about? How do we find new projects? It's based on
It's based on me driving around the watershed.
And what's going to give us the most?
It's based off the feedback that we get from the municipalities. You know, as we go through any one of these given years, it'll something always pops up within any town of, hey, you know, we can really use help here. Give us some cuts and assist us with this. And then we'll review what's going on and find out whether that works.
Like, we're all required to do inspections of all the stormwater outfalls we have within our municipality. And as you're going through those, you may find an outfall that is now having a problem that may be an opportunity to do some sort of stormwater retrofit on. So Rich Franzetti, in your case, would, you know, take a look at it, maybe write up a summary, send it over to Kevin, put it in the mix to see, you know, if it is eligible and if it would meet our requirements. Kevin will work with Rich and get it on the list if it works.
So. Yeah, and the other method usually is we're always looking at new technology that's coming out or available. So once we find something that looks like it's a great idea, we'll see, all right, well, let's look at the whole watershed. Where can this fit? Where does this make sense? And at this point, we have a good idea within the watershed, since we have all locations mapped, what areas have we not prioritized? What reservoirs are we falling behind on that we can target?
You also may have some new project that you're ready to start up, maybe an extension onto a park or an addition onto a building that while that's going under construction, you may want to throw some stormwater retrofits in, you know, just to, you know, enhance what you're doing out there. You know, you can create a nice little pond with, you know, with great landscaping in it that is an attractive feature.
Yeah, Rich turned me on to that Philadelphia and all that they do there.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be nice to, but that's money. But I don't know, we two of our lakes did that $6,000 grant from, well, it's up to 10, from the county, from Putnam County. I don't know if Sean or anybody in the county helped you with that. It's soil and...
Yeah, it's built on the soil.
So that, two of the lakes got the ones that I said last time we were doing the study for.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it off to them. You got money now. You do your own and come back to me if you need help. But that's a good thing for Putt Lake and all your...
I got the grant too.
Yeah.
So, but I already had the study going when grant opportunity came up. I was fortunate that they are going to give me money towards the study I've already committed to doing. Because, again, I'm looking at, you know, somehow dredging that lake. So, yeah, it's going to be big. Oh, yeah. And but the lake is getting shallower every day, and that's not a good thing. And the weeds are becoming more and more of a problem, and certainly the algae. So the only way that I think we're going to fix that is to get the legacy phosphorus out of the lake.
So along those lines, Kevin, we have that playground project, right, where you have the project at our Lewisboro Town Park.
Right.
It does require some stormwater work. Is that something we should review with you, maybe, or to see if there's...
It's a good question, because we could take a look at what's there, but it sounds like that would be more for new construction, that you have that stormwater requirement.
Right.
But each situation is a little bit different, but if it is something that was required by a permit for new construction, then we can't incorporate it into the program.
Okay. Okay.
But if, for instance, if you're replacing impervious, you know, an acre of impervious with an acre of impervious,
mm-hmm.
then and there was no previous treatment, the DEC sometimes looks kindly on that.
Right.
So even though it was a requirement of the permit, they'll look at that and say, well, you know, you're treating something that should have been treated a while ago anyway.
Right. So in this case, we didn't have any stormwater mitigation at all at the existing location of the town park. But now with this new one, our engineer Keller Sessions, mm-hmm. the engineering firm we use, they put it into the design.
Yeah. We can take a look.
But, okay.
It's always worth a question with the DEC to set
okay.
it up and see.
Right. Okay.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, yeah.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for hosting.